I can tell you where I was when the CNN feed came that it was 95% effective, the vaccine. So many of us wanted to be hopeful. So many of us wanted to say, okay, this is our ticket out, right? Now we're done. So I think we had perhaps too little caution and too much optimism for some good things that came our way. I really do. I think all of us wanted this to be done. Nobody said waning when you know, oh, this vaccine's going to work. Oh, well, maybe it'll work. It'll wear off.
Science, 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 and science.
Anybody seen Fauci lately?
Excuse me?
Paging Dr. Fauci. I need some information on the COOF. Oh, we're not doing the COOF anymore? COOF is all done? Why is COOF all done? Oh, that's because we set Ukraine on fire. Don't worry about it. We're just going to move on. Now that we've tricked a bunch of people into taking an experimental injection and God knows what the fuck we've done to them, even though we're getting them documents, it ain't looking good. Don't worry about it. Moving on. Talk about Ukraine now. No, fuck that. We ain't talking about Ukraine. We'll talk about Ukraine. It's important. But we also need to understand that one of the reasons why Ukraine is on fire is because all of these criminals, these fucking Nazis who medically experimented on small children, are now trying to slink away from the fact that the entire narrative, the protection narrative, is falling around all the COOF nonsense, every aspect of it. You can see it right now. You were told that you're supposed to be dead right now. A winter severe illness and death. You're going to die. If you don't go out there and get your booster shots, then you're definitely going to die from a winter of severe illness and death. By the way, during this winter of severe illness and death, you guys have gotten rid of all the mask mandates, and you've gotten rid of all the vaccine mandates. Even in New York City, it's fucking gone. Wow, that's weird. That's weird how that works. Science, 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 eh? No, of course not. They don't have enough Dominion machines to steal the midterms in 2024, and the polling around COOF is fucking insane, and so they're trying to just... Never mind. No, let's all be friends now. I know that we threatened you. I know that we tried to kick you out of your job. I know we tried to make you homeless, tried to freeze your bank accounts for questioning any of this COOF mandate vaccine nonsense. But hey, now we're all best friends. No. Fuck you, we're not best friends. Fuck you, I know you're a Nazi. I know you're a criminal. And we are going to continue to pound on this. Take a look at this. You motherfuckers are trying to escape in the smoke of Ukraine, but we are going to put out a blaring bat signal of, no, these motherfuckers are criminals. And we need to get this information out there. No one's talking about this. I saw a clip on Twitter of Alex Jones raging about this. I was sitting there going, really? Ran over to the Blaze. I was like, this is days old. Days old. March 3rd they put this out. And they have a Freedom of Information Act request. They have the actual tangible documents that the federal government paid $1 billion to media outlets to make sure that they only pushed positive information, that they didn't tell anybody that would give any type of vaccine hesitancy information. They ain't gonna talk about any of the soccer players dying. No. We got a fuck ton of videos of high school basketball kids dying, soccer people dying, people just keeling over. 17-year-old kids just keeling over on the pitch. Now, we ain't talking about that because that might be vaccine hesitancy. And we got $1 billion from the federal government, so we can't really talk about that. We have the document. Alex Jones meme. Put it in here. Got the documents. Literally got the documents. The Blaze. Glenn Beck's Blaze put out a FOIA. They have the tangible documents. Exclusive. Federal government paid hundreds of media companies to advertise the COVID-19 vaccines while those same outlets provided positive coverage of the vaccines. Only positive coverage. That's part of the deal over here. You only get this money if it's 100% positive. This is why all of these outlets, they will not say a fucking negative thing. Even though now we have information of Pfizer's own documents through a court release. You got 9+ pages of adverse effects that they need to keep an eye on. 9 pages! No, can't talk about that. That might cause vaccine hesitancy, and we got paid. You didn't even get paid by Pfizer! Holy shit! The federal government fucking raped me in order to pay you for Pfizer's behalf. This is insane. Look at all these companies, by the way. ABC, CBS, NBC, of course. MSNBC. All of those places that, of course you would think that they got it. But then also places like fucking Fox News. Fox News, Newsmax. You can find out everybody. Every corporate entity was soaking up good old taxpayer money in order to push propaganda to trick people into taking a totally safe, totally effective, but we need $1 billion ad secret fund in order to get people to take it. Holy shit. Hundreds of news organizations were paid by the federal government to advertise the vaccine as part of a, quote, comprehensive media campaign. Boys, according to documents the Blaze obtained from the Department of Health and Human Services, the Biden administration purchased ads on TV, radio, print, and on social media and to build vaccine confidence. timing this effort with the increasing availability of vaccines. Government also relied on earned media featuring, quote, influencers from, quote, communities hit hard by COVID-19. Come on. Abby, come on. You see what's going on here? You were told that this was the most deadliest pandemic ever known to man. Everybody going to die. Everybody, unless you get 50, you're all going to die. By the way, we got a cure for it. Nobody wanted the cure. You had to bribe people, right? Free donuts, free beer. Almost got me with that one. Go out there and get it. Free, free, free. It's a free shot. Don't worry. Free shot? Free shot? My government paid with my taxpayer money in order to expedite this. You guys skipped over all of your trials. Government's paying for all of this. On top of this, you motherfuckers are getting billions of dollars to advertise this and push it. This is the most expensive shot in the world. Just because you're not paying for it at CVS, you're definitely paying through it through inflation. But all of this was going on for a totally safe, totally effective, totally, totally great vaccine. Then you don't need all of this then. You don't need to bribe people with donuts and beer and then move on to threatening them, to coercing them, then mandating it, forcing them through threat of government violence if you don't fucking take it. On top of all that, again, in the background, they're telling you, all of these places signed on to this, they got a bunch of money, and they said, okay, we'll just give out positive information. We won't say anything that causes vaccine hesitancy. And on top of this, we won't even tell anybody that we took this fucking money. Now, you got to file Freedom of Information Act requests in order to find out that this is happening. I'm surprised that they released these docs. I'm surprised they didn't shred these docs. I'm surprised they didn't send these documents to fucking Ukraine to get bloated up in order to escape the fact that everybody can now see what's going on if you're paying attention. That's why, again, Ukraine's on fire. They don't want you to talk about this. They'll set fucking Taiwan on fire next. They're going to nuke fucking Taiwan. They're going to unleash all the radioactive Chernobyl fucking soldiers into Taiwan in order to keep people from looking at this. The entire narrative's falling apart. This is why Fauci ain't been on fucking TV in over a month at this point. They can see the writing on the wall. This is why they gotta pop shit off in these other places. Narratives change. Motherfuckers telling you, oh yeah, no. Get the fucking shot or you're a racist terrorist and we'll arrest you and freeze your bank accounts. Now it's, oh, no, can't we just move on? Can't we just, why does this vaccine got to be a parasitic? Because you threatened me? Because you threatened my wife? You threatened my family members' jobs over this? That's kind of how you make it a partisan issue. No, we're all best friends now. Don't worry about it. They're telling you, this is going on in the background, by the way, the HHS. Go look who's running the HHS, by the way. It's that fucking dude who looks like Pizza Hut. The first transgendered 4-star rear admiral. I don't think that's a coincidence that that's the fucking ham beast running the HHS who's given out $1 billion in the secret, in the dark, and behind in order to get people to take this experimental injection. You're going to find out that it's more than just the HHS, right? Congress over here appropriated $1 billion fiscal year 2021 for the Secretary of Health to spend on activities to strengthen vaccine confidence in the United States. Federal law authorized HHS to act through the U.S. Centers of Disease Control Prevention and other agencies to award contracts to public and private entities to carry out national evidence-based campaign to increase awareness and knowledge safety and effectiveness of the shot that's so great that these assholes were on their fifth fucking shot in 1 year. You can find out that it's a lot of different departments, a whole bunch of different departments were doing this. All right, every single aspect of the fucking federal government was weaponized in order to put this information out there. And again, this all goes back to Obama. Because what this is propaganda. This is state-run propaganda. And this was allowed because Obama's administration unleashed the CIA on the American citizen. The federal government is taking money from me, giving it to corporations to protect a pharmacological corporation's product. Get the fuck out of here. That's propaganda. And then you're not allowed to talk about it. Once you sign on to this deal, you got to sign an NDA that says, oh yeah, you got to keep this secret. You got to keep it safe. Shh, don't tell anybody that you're taking government money to tell everybody how good the vaccine is. It's propaganda. It's propaganda and the entire thing's falling apart. It only works though if people spread the information. They don't want people to know about this. They want you looking at Ukraine. They want you all busy with just Ukraine right now. And they're trying to slink away from the COVID narrative. Don't let them do it. Let people know that they were tricked. If this is a legitimate pandemic and you have a legitimate cure for it, you don't need secret propaganda money, essentially running ads for Big Pharma, paid for with our taxman money. There you have it, my friends. Thank you so much for watching the video, support, Jeff. You'll be kept up to date with all things COVID hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.